Television was just one example of a growing affluence that was spreading across Wales. As people's disposable income grew, so did their wardrobes.
It kind of comes along with the invention of the teenager.
Christine Stevens is curator of the domestic and rural collection at the Museum of Welsh Life, St Fagans.
And it kind of comes in against with this influence from America where casual clothing and leisure clothing existed long before it did here. American teenagers existed in the 30s, really, whereas they didn't really exist over in Britain until the 50s, certainly not in Wales.
1, 2, 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock, rock. 5, 6, 7.
The Teddy Boys were very meticulous in their dress, and they wouldn't consider themselves sloppy at all. They were very, very careful. Their quiff had to be just so, their tie had to be just so, their trousers had to be a particular width, and the jacket drape had to be a particular length.
Rock and rollers, cue around the clock. Requests from about 60,000 fans have flooded into Cardiff this week for seats at Bill Haley's 2.5 hour show of concentrated rock and roll. Thousands of people, mostly teenagers, formed a queue more than a quarter of a mile long yesterday morning outside the Capitol Theatre, where the two performances of the show are to be held on February the 21st. Some had stayed up all night. Mr. D. Ernest, manager of a music and record shop in Churchill Way, saw the queue and put on Rock and Roll Records. The effect was magical. The queue burst into movement, and before you could say, rock around the clock, people were rolling.